We're in the middle of the Maimer, and we were speaking about the fact that in the Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe, it says how there's oir in our world. Oir is giving vitality to our world. And when we say light, we already explained that that's the unlimited reflection of where the light is coming from, which means there's a lot of revelation because there's no constraint. There's no intentional limitation, which happens when it's not oir. As it's explained in many Maimorich Siddhas, the difference between oir and shefa, oir is an unlimited and involuntary expression of the self, as opposed to shefa is where the giver has the receiver in mind and therefore will give them a limited hashpa, give them exactly what they need and not give them what they don't need. So the Maimer seems to say that there's oir everywhere, and wherever a person goes and whatever a person looks at, there's oir. There's an infinite expression of Hashem. At the same time, we know that what gives vitality to our world is the name of the creation. And we all understand that a name of something really tells us nothing about the thing. Unless, again, you're extremely intelligent and you're able to see the essence of the creation and then understand its connection to its name. And then extrapolate and know what the name of the object is from the object, or know the name and know what comes out of it, either looking at the effect and knowing the cause, or looking at the cause and knowing the effect. But that we're going to learn about soon. So is it shame, which again, seemingly to the regular eye, to the untrained eye, is concealment, tells us nothing, as it's explained in other places as well, that you can have two people that carry the same name, and therefore the name really doesn't tell anybody about that which carries the name? Or is it oir? And oir again is an infinite reflection of its source, and in our case an infinite revelation and expression of Hashem. So do we see the godliness in everything? Do we not? Or what is it that's giving vitality to our world? That's what we're in the middle of talking about. And we were saying that this light is everywhere. Wherever I go, Hashem, you are there. You are imminent. And that's in heavenly things and in earthly things. Wherever I look, I see you. You're there. Not only is heaven telling the praise of Hashem and the glory of Hashem, which, by the way, is also some of the psukim that the stars tell us. We spoke earlier in the Maimer about Perek Shira, where every aspect of creation is singing a song and is telling us and helping us sing the song of praise to Hashem. So not only is Hashamayim Mesapram Kveit Keel Alagam, but Aretz V'afilu B'Sha'ol, even the lowest levels of reality, Sha'ol, which is the pit, the lowest. Also, Hachayesu B'Giloy, the life is revealed. It's Oyer, Rukamay Shemaim Shechsham Shebechel, it's Kol Adam Adam, Gam HaPashat B'Yisrael Eidah Zeis. And the way the Friedrich Rebbe puts it in the Maimer, and we repeated this already, every eye, every person can see this, even the simplest of people. They don't need to be complex and deep. Says the Rebbe, Va'inyon hu'un tzevav, Demah shechayis ha'nevroim, Hu gam b'chinas shem kimuvur b'shar yechad v'amunahu, Lefi shiyash mayla b'shem l'gabei oir. So now we're going to talk about the advantage of name over oir. So yes, it's true in the Maimer, he speaks all about oir, but in shar yechad v'amunah, he speaks about shame. They're telling us different things about the godly energy in all of creation. But because name is, as we said, hidden, name doesn't tell us anything on its own. So now we basically need oyer and shame. Shame, of course, tells you a lot, but you need oyer, which means you need help seeing the name, need help understanding the name. You need that oir to understand what the name is really telling you, because oir in general reveals. So the Tzemach Tzedek explains, and while I'm at it, I should say that everybody knows, but for those that don't, the Rebbe made it made an effort, and a successful effort, obviously, to mention every single one of the Rabbeim by name. The Baal Shem Tov, the Magid, the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Maharash, the Rebbe Neshama Seyden, and the Friedrich Rebbe, all by name, and a Torah from them. So now we're talking about the Tzemach Tzedek's Torah. Why does it say that Pare sends out the nation? The nation is a derogatory or a negative way to describe the Yiddish people, as opposed to Yisrael, which is a very positive and complimentary description of the Yidden. Is negative. Is also Malashan Aymemus, which is like embers, coals that are not clearly on flames. There's a disconnect. That's what Aymemus usually describes, a disconnect, where they're not on fire. There's not a fiery, passionate connection. So he explains, so why are Yidden called the nation of Mavarsham Da Yisrael Begolos Mitzrayim Ksiv Zerati Al Iba Aretz? The way Yidden were in Mitzrayim and Golos, it says, I planted them in the land. Tell us, the only reason why someone will invest and plant a certain amount of seeds is in order to produce much more, both in quantity and in quality. In other words, it's an investment. That's the way we look at planting. It's not destroying the seed, even though the seed needs to go through a process of disintegration and decomposing, but it's all with the intention that the growth is so much greater. We know that Torah and mitzvahs is also called planting. Through this, that Hashem plants mitzvahs in Yidden, which means He makes them gashmiastik, and He plants it into Yid. Shnemar bohem kisiyu atem li eretz chayfetz. We know that Yidden are called earth and the land. Ukteres Abba Shem Tishvim kol achadach Yisrael yesh eitzris nailam b'dugma soitzis sheb eretz ha-gashmiyiz v'rak shetzorich l'galoysim. And the Rebbe throws in that the Baal Shem Tov says on that pasuk that you are my desired land. The Baal Shem Tov says, just like earth and land, if you dig deep, you will find treasures and pearls and the most valuable and priceless things. So too, you have to know that every Yid is the same way. There may be dirt and even like virgin earth that was never dug into, but a person needs to know that there is infinite amount of treasures and beauty in every single Yid, and you just have to dig and find it. So, but now we're saying that the Yidden are Eretz. Shezer koyal Yisrael k'may shem l'mata dafke. Yidden are called earth the way we are physically. So when Hashem gives us the mitzvahs, what He's really doing is planting. So the mitzvahs originate in a very divine place, Hashem's will, Hashem's wisdom, but then it descends into us. It becomes physical, it becomes understandable to the human mind, and it becomes tangible to the human condition. But then comes the growth. So that's by Torah and mitzvahs. So Torah and mitzvahs become so much greater when they're planted in a Yid. Their greatness is revealed by the Yid, and they become even greater than where they originate from, the Torah and mitzvahs. So to the Yid himself, Yidden are planted. Yidden end up in low places, but it's all for the gain. So we know, when we spoke about this, Yidden are in Mitzrayim for a purpose, and that is to elevate Mitzrayim. And even though they're descending, and it feels like a descent, it feels like a Yerida, but it's all Tzairich Aliyah. And if a Yid himself ends up in a certain place, it's all by divine plan, as we spoke about. Noir Alila al Bnei Adam. And it's all in order to just gain in all areas. Everyone and everything should gain, should grow. So now we're going to bring it all together. There's a certain maila in shame, in concealment, in, as we're going to talk about, the essence. And this is the gain that we're talking about. Yidden may have oyer without going into the cheshach. There's oyer, which is, as we said, an infinite expression of Hashem, and an unlimited expression of Hashem. That's oyer. However, Mitzrayim, going into Mitzrayim, will give us something much deeper. Once again, we need the oyer, we need light to reveal what's really in Mitzrayim, what's really in the Cheshach, a certain essence connection that a person can find between themselves and Hashem, between the world and Hashem, that only through going into the darkness one can find and reveal. That's called Birur HaNitzotzos. And Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we'll try to explain more about that.